being reflected back instead of the reflection of him being shined into us. Before we go there, let's do something we didn't do last week. Let's continue into the 20th and the 21st verse of the third chapter of Ephesians. And I remember back in 2020, the first time I received the full revelation of this, spending hours and hours and hours and hours just digging into these two or three verses of scriptures and realizing something. And I'll remind you again, in case maybe you didn't get it the first 10 times, or you disagree. That's okay too, okay? And that is when we get to the 21st verse, most translations say something to the effect of, to him be. And then we got, of course, the glory. To him be the glory, all the ages to come, world without end, you know? To him be the glory in Christ Jesus and in the church. And pointed out that autos there, the way it's configured, is simply a personal possessive pronoun. It's his. That's it. It's just his. Paul's not trying to sign off on a radio program here. Paul is telling you specifically, he's telling you what he just said. The 20th verse says, talking to God, okay? Talking about God. The one having power, dunamis, power over all things. Then we have poieo, to perform or produce. And this poieo here is aorist infinitive, and I know, okay? But what that means, first of all, it's that snapshot, and it comes to. So think of this. What can I use? Sparkling. You know, think of a sky like out in Australia in the middle of the continent where there's almost no light there. What you would be looking up, you would be seeing, you know, who was I was talking to? It was talking about when you get out where there's no light like that, you see shooting stars like every night all over, right? Yeah. There's one, and there's one, and there's one. Little tiny pieces of space debris that hit the atmosphere, right? And it would be a flash here and there, and you'd just be looking, right? That's the picture of what this is. God is producing out from overflowing abundance, huper ek petasuo, out from overabundance, what we aiteo ask, no, stronger than that. Well, petition, okay, that's better. Require, well, that's it. What we require. Because if we're supposed to do God things in the earth, we require stuff because not in our own power, right? I'm getting there in a minute, okay? So that means we're requiring things from God. That's what we're supposed to do, okay? What we require or nous, what we conceive in us, what we require or conceive kata coming down into us out from the energeo, energizing of the power, out from the power being energized in us, right? Here we are again. We've got the same kind of picture, and this is the third or fourth time. I think it's fourth, okay? We have this picture. God, the one having power over all things, comes to produce, is producing what we require, all that we require or conceive down from the power being energized in us. Down from the power being energized in us. What power is being energized in us? His, right? His. And remember, we've worked on doxa for years and years, right? And it seemed like we get a little closer and a little closer. Well, it's proper acknowledgement. Well, it's how we worship. Well, it's proper worship. Well, and little by little, through all these different verses of Scripture, I've come to see more and more clearly that when you see doxazo or doxa, the verb and the noun, or doxas, the adjective, what you're really looking at is some kind of reference to light being reflected. Well, gee, Mark, isn't that odd? Because the definition, our scientific definition of the word glory is light being reflected back to its source. And then you open up your Bible and you realize that this man, Paul, along with this guy, John, and Jesus, even talked about, they wrote down this stuff about light being shined and light being reflected and coming out of his face into, well, wow, how about that? It's there. And all we even say, it says, glory. Well, oh, glory. So, the 21st verse says, his reflection contained in the church, that's his, God's. God's reflection being contained in the church and contained in Christ Jesus. And then it says, throughout the age of the ages. And that's just another way of saying forever, right? In the Greek, the age says to generations of the age of the ages. That means everybody from now on, because of Jesus, is going to have the ability to have his power being reflected into us because we are his body. We're the church, right? So it's God reflecting his light into us because it's in Christ Jesus. And that's exactly what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, 6, and 7 that we've been talking about on and off now, seemingly for quite some time. So that's what it says. This power being reflected into us. This power. So, it's kind of like if you see a therefore, find out what it's there for, right? In this particular case, we talked last week, and so far this morning, we've been talking about divine powers, the totality of divine powers, the fullness of God. They expected the early church, when they referenced these things, when Paul wrote these things, the reason he used the analogy of light is not really, it's actually not really an analogy. It's actually applied physics. We know that it's true, right? And maybe we'll go back there again. As we see these things, we're talking about divine powers that in him, that all the fullness, all the divine power of God may be in you. Well, that's just, how can that be true? Well, because first of all, God made you, and he made you in his image. And he put his spirit in you. And then he went through centuries of prophets